This is Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic 1027.
It's 15 minutes after 7. As Arabile mentioned, Standard Chartered reached an agreement in New York, rather with the New York State Department of Financial Services, after it admitted that it manipulated currencies, including the rand, between 2007 and 2013. And in terms of that agreement that was reached in New York, Standard Chartered will have to pay a fine of about 536 million rand and also take remedial action against employees guilty of those contraventions. But to speak to us about it is Sipho Ngwema, who is the head of comms at the Competition Commission of South Africa. Sipho, thank you so much for your time this morning. What do you make of Standard Chartered's plea?
Morning, Stacia, and thanks for having us. It's quite an interesting one, given the fact that we charged the banks in February 2017. And none of the banks have been able to answer to the merits except Citibank, which pleaded guilty in the same month of 2017. But the rest of the banks have been challenging us on technicalities. And Standard Chartered has asked for further information, and we haven't heard from them in terms of the merits of the case since then.
What has been your interaction with the other banks, such as Standard Bank, for instance?
We are before the Competition Tribunal. As I said, they have challenged us on certain exceptions, which is legal technicality, one, in regarding further information. Two, some of them are challenging our jurisdiction in terms of this matter. And we're waiting for that judgment. It's Standard Bank. We are before the Constitutional Court in March in relation to them seeking further information from us. But what is interesting in terms of this agreement and Standard Chartered is that they seem to know the facts. They have pleaded to exactly what they did during that period. So it's interesting that they are adopting a different approach in South Africa as opposed to what they are doing in New York.
You mentioned the word interesting. Does it then give your case a bit more weight as well? Because now we have one bank admitting to guilt. Are you hopeful that maybe the other banks will start cooperating in on when you weigh the merits of the case? It'll be quite lofty.
To be honest, we have always been suspecting that the banks are just vexatious. They have been just taking on every element, trying to probably delay the case as much as they can. We are hoping that with this development, this may change that. We know, given the fact that they have unlimited resources, so they want to challenge us in everything without going to the merits. But we will use whatever information we have or evidence, including this agreement, to advance ourselves. And we have always maintained that we have strong, credible evidence. And this consent by the Standard Chartered in New York demonstrates that indeed whatever we have been saying since February 2017 is true. And this is what the banks have been saying.
Just before I let you go, please remind us when the Constitutional Court is set to hear the matter between yourselves and Standard Bank.
I think it's around the beginning of, I don't want to say the 5th of March, but it's in March, early March this year. They will be hearing a matter between us and Standard Bank, because Standard Bank wants further information with regards to the charges that we have put before the tribunal. The tribunal had ruled that it was not the appropriate time for us to give the information to Standard Bank. There will come a time where we can give further particulars. So Standard Bank has taken us to the Constitutional Court. We will appear before the Constitutional Court defending our decision not to grant further information. We think that what we have given them so far is sufficient. They must just answer to the merits.
Sipho, thank you so much for your time this morning. That's Sipho Ngwema, who is the head of communications at the Competition Commission of South Africa. And just to read what that consent order says, that Standard Chartered traders used a variety of improper tactics to benefit the bank and themselves by maximizing profits or minimizing losses at the expense of the bank's customers or customers of other banks that were impacted by the misconduct. So we'll definitely keep a close eye with regards to that case as it involves the local banks. But for now, let's have a look at traffic.